What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work today in the vineyard.' 'I will not,' he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, 'I will, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? 'The first,' they answered. Jesus said to them, 'Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him.'" Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks and praise today to worship you. We thank you for time to hear your holy scriptures and your holy gospels read. Lord, we pray that this time of preaching and listening might also be under the guidance of your Spirit and moved by your Spirit. Lord, we pray that these words are indeed yours and not mine. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Well, today's gospel and the second reading from Matthew 10, that's the gospel in your celebrate, are united with one theme, and that is welcoming. And that's really apparent in the second reading, because it, as Finn read, you heard welcome mentioned six times in just those short three verses. But it's less apparent in today's gospel that I just read from Matthew chapter 21. Jesus tells the parable of a father who owns a vineyard, and he has two sons. And he goes to the first son and he says, "Go today, my son, into the vineyard and work." And the son says, "I will not." But later he thinks about it and he decides to go do it. And then he also comes to his second son, the other son, and he says the same thing, "Go into my vineyard and work." And he says, "I will, sir," but he doesn't go. And so in this parable, as we see the application after the fact, sometimes Jesus gives us insight into what he's doing with the parable right following it. And that's the case in this one. Jesus says, look, John, he's talking to the Pharisees, "John came showing you the way and you did not follow. And he also came pointing, saying, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" Talking about Jesus. Another, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one you're waiting for. Behold him. And Jesus is essentially saying that you didn't welcome me, that you didn't receive me, you didn't believe in me as the Messiah. So the Pharisees, he's saying, are kind of like the second son in this parable. And what I mean by that is that They knew the right answers. If you notice, they knew the answer to Jesus' question. Which one of the sons did the father's will? They said the first. They know the right answers, but then they don't follow through and go into the vineyard and work, if you will. They don't follow through and believe or embrace or welcome Jesus as the Messiah. And then the tax collectors and the prostitutes, they don't know the right answers, right? They're like the first son who says, "I will not." You know, they didn't come right away and knowing what to do. But later on, they come in the story and they do welcome Jesus, like the first son who does eventually go into the vineyard and to do the Father's will. They believed in him. And so one way that we welcome Jesus is through our belief in him. Matthew 10, verse 41, this is going back to our other gospel there. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a reward. Now, the way they say it in the, I like the way they say it in our celebrate today. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet. I like that saying and the way that they phrase that, because essentially you must believe a prophet to be a prophet in order to welcome him in the name of a prophet, right? And the reason that you're welcoming a prophet in the name of a prophet is because you are reverent towards who a prophet represents. And that's why it's in the name of, and that of course is God. So we see this welcoming through belief, that you perceive someone or believe someone to be a prophet, so you welcome them in the name of God. Spend a lot of time on things I think you guys, you know, are already familiar with and know. You come with belief today, right? But I want to bring out what Jesus is trying to say in this gospel to those he's listening to, those he's speaking to or listening to him. So like the tax collectors and the prophets, we welcome Jesus as the Savior through our belief, because we believe that he can save us. And that's why they came too. They believed that despite their sin, that Jesus could save them. Matthew gets up from the tax collector booth to follow Jesus. Mary comes with this really expensive perfume worth 300 days' wage and washes Jesus' feet with it and with her hair as well. Zacchaeus goes up in the tree and then comes down out of the tree to welcome Jesus. He's a tax collector into his home. And so these folks perceived that Jesus could save them, and they believed and they welcomed him through that belief. The other way we welcome, according to today's scriptures, is through obedience. In Matthew 21, so back to our parable again, this is the final verse of that reading today. In verse 32, "For John came to you to show the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." That repent there shows action, right? Repentance takes action. And so another way that we welcome is through obedience. And this is what the first son got right. He said originally, "I won't go." But then later he did. So he was obedient. It just took him a little bit of time. He does the Father's will. He goes into the vineyard and works. Note that both sons, in the case of both sons, talk is subordinate to action. For the second son, it doesn't qualify him as doing the Father's will because he says, "Yes, sir, I will." And the first son, it doesn't disqualify him because he says, "No, I won't." It's who goes into the vineyard then that does the will of the Father. And so we see a welcoming of the Father's will in this sense, a welcoming of Jesus through obedience, through action. There was a rabbi, I'm going to have to look up his name to get it right. It's a little different. A rabbi's name was... What, Jeff? Rabbi Johnson tells a story of Herschel L. Kooten, who was a great artist. And he did many paintings for rich people. But he didn't live like a rich person. But people didn't like him because they didn't see him giving money to charity. And some people even hated him. And when he died, no one cried for him. But the week he died, the poor people of the town went to the butcher and the baker to receive their bread. And they were surprised because for years, the butcher and the baker were giving the poor people meat and bread for free. And now suddenly they stopped. Because Hershelel Kutin, the artist, was paying for it secretly. And now that he was dead, there was no more free bread and free meat. And the people were sorry they had said bad things about him. You know, I really like this story because the artist is kind of like the first son. You know, the people perceive him to be a certain way. And if we were there listening that day and we heard the first son say, "No, I'm not going in to the vineyard." But then later he did. It's kind of like this artist who very quietly went about doing the work of the vineyard, giving the people the bread and the meat as a gift. It's like he was perceived one way, but quietly was doing the Father's work in secret. And so I think we see the importance of welcoming Jesus, listening to the Lord and the Spirit through obedience. And it's maybe good news and refreshing to us to know that, you know, sometimes the things that we say and that come out of our mouths that we aren't real proud of, right, and that happen quick like that, don't disqualify us from then following through from repentance and changing, asking forgiveness, you know, or going to do God's work. God's more concerned about us of following through, whether it be in belief or in obedience. You know, besides belief and obedience, there's one other way that I thought of that I see in the scriptures today that we welcome, and that is through receiving. You know, many of us are good gift givers. We're good at giving gifts, but it's hard for us to accept or receive gifts. And I think these scriptures show that receiving is important as well in welcoming Jesus. And, you know, when we had the cocoa nuts, the lei, right? And I was wearing that one day in Hawaii as Sarah and I walked into a store. And there was a man there standing at the door to greet us with leis. And he went to put a lei on me, and I said, no, I don't need one, I've got one. And I could tell right away that I really offended him. In my mind, I had a lei, I didn't need one, right? I already had one, but that wasn't the point of the whole thing. The point was to receive the gift that was one of welcoming to this place of business, and I screwed it up. I messed it up. And so as we practice receiving, I think we practice welcoming. I should have been welcoming of that gift and bringing in, you know, to celebrate that gift, because that's what Jesus ultimately wants when it comes to receiving him. There's no greater gift than Jesus Christ. And we want to welcome that gift and proclaim the goodness and the wonder and the specialness of that gift in Jesus Christ. You know, being from a different country, it was really apparent to us, obviously, this week and trying to learn the customs of England and, you know, not to offend others in ways that we might do things here that they don't do there. And but nevertheless, sometimes, you know, we were welcomed by a lot of people and they were really good to us. But every once in a while, we weren't, you know, and that just kind of happens when you travel. And we were in a restaurant. We Sarah and I rented bikes and we explored the Cotswolds on bike, which is a farm area. It's really beautiful in England. Rolling hills and sheep and it was great. We stopped in a town, little town there, in the Cotswold, and had lunch. And we were leaving, and there were two British gentlemen kind of in the way of the walkway to get out, right? And as we were coming up to them, one of them said, who didn't know we were there, "There's a bunch of Americans stumbling around the town today." And after I got out, I thought, I wonder if I should have said, "I need to, can you move so we can stumble through the door and get out?" But I didn't do that, but it went through my mind. Again, I'm glad I didn't say that right then. But so sometimes, you know, we didn't feel welcome. And so it was a good reminder to me that there's all kinds of people that come across my path that may not know this place, they may not know the work that I do, or, you know, other things. And I need to be gentle and to welcome them and receive them in grace like the Father would want and would show in his gospel and command us. So today, the tax collector and the prostitutes, they saw Jesus as a tremendous gift to be welcomed. And they came after Jesus to receive that gift in desperate need through their belief. That was the thing, we talked so much about this, that was the thing that Jesus was so surprised by in his ministry. That those of his own people that should have recognized him didn't always see him for who he was. And all these Gentiles that didn't know anything about it recognized who he was and came to him. So recognize with your belief Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then the artist, Kutin, and the first son from our parable today, they received Jesus through obedience, through repentance. These are kind of two big things that, you know, Jesus doesn't preach long sermons in the Gospels. Shoot, you know, I don't preach really long sermons compared to other people, you know, in other churches and stuff. But Jesus were like a couple lines, you know, believe and repent. I mean, those were the two big themes of his preaching. And so the artist and the first son show us the latter one, the obedience and the repentance. May we do both, or all three. May we receive Christ through belief, through obedience / repentance, and then also through receiving of gifts that those others, people in our life, want to give us.